What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a special show today. We are going to be a guest in the first hour, Rob McNeely. And he is a patriot in the Front Range, and we're going to be discussing a variety of patriot topics. And at the second hour, I was working last night on basically developing a program for an employee compensation bonus system for Mountain Hours, for Mountain Hours employees. Right now, with Mountain Hours, the currency is introduced to the system via the cooperative, and $200 is issued every 3 months to those member businesses as soon as they join. And basically their commitment is they have to accept the currency. And so it's producers trading with producers within a barter network. There is no debt. There is no usury. We've created $17,000 thus far, equivalent in hours. That's 1,700 hours, and we have no debt. So this employee system will be introducing some of the currency to employees, because that actually helps the businesses. So that is the means by which that we can put this all together. So I'll be going over that as well. So, okay. And so we'll be going to break here, and we'll be joined with Rob McNeely shortly. And that's what we'll be discussing in the first hour with Rob, is just various patriot topics. He's someone that's close to, you know, he's down in Denver, so he's close to where the shooting occurred. And we'll be getting into just a host of topics related to Colorado and the future of the Libertarian Party, the freedom movement, et cetera, et cetera. And in the second hour, it's again, it's the employee compensation plan for Mountain Hours. And basically, we're just going to set that up as like a project initially. It won't be for all businesses. We'll kind of have to do it as a prototype. And because anytime we create a new way of joining currency, we have to have a vote of the cooperative to make sure that they are on board. So that's what's going on today, and we are broadcasting, as always, on republicbroadcasting.org. Feel free to give a call in either hour, 877-488-5350, and you can listen to us, as always, streaming, or on 970-817-5881. That's a convenient way to listen over the telephone, because you can do it while you're traveling, or stream, depending upon how good your internet connection is. And I will be here shortly. We're up on a break. I just wanted to reaffirm, as I said yesterday, we're getting into quite a bit of stuff to talk about Mountain Hours. So again, appreciation for all the Mountain Hours vendors. We'll be right back after this break.
Swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because One, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Surely it is not to live in pain and fear. And to discuss that, we are often faced with all sorts of paradigms in this corrupt world. It's a famous saying is, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And we've been conditioned to our servitude, and some are trying to escape that. And Rob McNeely is one of such people who's ventured out. Rob, are you there?
Hey, Wayne, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. And thanks for coming on the show. And we are going to be just kind of roving around the topics of today. There's all kinds of stuff going on with Colorado, stuff going on in Anaheim. And it's pretty evident that there's a police state now. When you have, the police dressed in paramilitary uniforms on the streets right next to Disneyland. I don't know what more we need than that to show evidence.
Well, Disneyland is certainly becoming a more interesting ride these days, isn't it?
Right. It was great. I was actually on your Facebook, and there are some images there that I hadn't seen in other places. And for the listeners, literally there's, if you didn't know otherwise, it would look like they were dressed in full combat gear, as if they were in Afghanistan or Iraq, not right next to Disneyland. So I hope the listeners will go on to YouTube and Google some of these images, because it's pretty shocking as to what's going on there.
Well, I think that we're going to see a lot more of this going forward as the economy continues to decline. The government is kind of going to have no choice but to create this police state. And it's really simple, Wayne. It's that the government is working for the bankers, as you well know. And what they're doing is they're looting. Ultimately, they're looting. And the game is almost up economically in the United States, and actually for most of the Western world. And what happens is, instead of letting the bankers go bankrupt for their fraud and prosecute these people and put them in jail for what they've done, the government, who seems to be working in their best interest, is going to monetize this debt, which will lead to hyperinflation. And when the American people realize that their standard of living is going to be declined by 30, 40, 50, 75 more percent, there's going to be a lot of angry people taking to the streets. And that's why the government is protecting itself and building this police state infrastructure now.
Yeah, it's sad to see. And, you know, it, sometimes because it's so incremental, we don't notice it. But if you, I think one of the most telling things is when you see some of those images of Andy Griffith compared to what the police are now, it's just, it's a military takeover. You could barely differentiate the police from, they introduced this with the SWAT team, and that was really neat in the 70s and all that. But now it's like they have full military armored vehicles. They've got stuff that's very similar in effect to the military. And it's not just, before it was just for like the G20 and those sorts of globalist sort of events. Now it's just for, hey, there's people protesting in Anaheim. We better get our military shock troops out there. Or they're actually they have police labels on them. But really, what's the difference at this point?
Well, I think
I'm losing you, Rob. There, I don't know if it's a microphone issue, but it was clear before, but it just faded off. Bad connection. Okay, so I think we lost Rob there, and I think perhaps it's a Skype issue, but we will try to reconnect with him as quick as possible. It's interesting because we're actually broadcasting today from the Healing Center, which is our spectacular 400 square foot trailer. Just Choice and I, it's our little chunk of heaven. We just got done doing a little run through the Colorado Trail, actually. And it's epically beautiful here, so please do come visit Summit County. And not just for its natural beauty, but you can actually come and experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. You can spend the currency. So,
are we back?
There you go.
Gotta love technology. No, that's the conspiracy. Every time you talk about government conspiracies and decay, they cut your connection. I think there's something to that. But but what I was saying is, what you're seeing is decay of society. And as the government is essentially is circling the wagons around to protect itself from the people. And I predict that the government will have no choice but to eat the people at this point. We've gone from being milk cows and we're becoming the beef cows. And as people resist, the government is going to step up their atrocities. And this has happened in every country that has gone down this path of fiat currency, has gone down this path of authoritarian dictatorship. And I'm afraid the worst is not here yet, and it's going to get a lot uglier for most Americans.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Well, we have to focus on solutions, and we're discussing a little bit previous to this is the Liberty Immigration Project. How does that work as a solution? That's something I believe we met face-to-face actually at a preparedness event, or not an event, but a business in Denver. And
Bob Pierce, great guy.
Oh, the connection's fading again. No, it's just barely. It sounds like you're underwater, basically.
I am underwater. I'm probably 4 miles here. Do you want me to try to reconnect?
It's strange because, like, the first phrase in the sentence I can hear, and then the rest of it fades out. Can you hear me clearly the whole time?
Absolutely. That's what's kind of what the problem is.
Huh.
All operating okay.
Yeah. Would you? Let's just try to reconnect, if you would. It's going in and out. It's clear, and then it fades and going in and out.
Can it be, you want to try to?
Yeah, that would be best. As I was stating, with respect to Summit County, is that it's a place of, like, just absolute natural beauty. The recreation opportunities are unparalleled. Only thing similar, to have skiing and actually have a big old lake in the same place is, like, Lake Tahoe. And right after I graduated college, we used to go to Lake Tahoe quite a bit because some of the guys used to like to gamble. And that would usually be the end of the trip for many of them because they'd lose so much money gambling. Tahoe is absolutely beautiful, and so is Summit County. We've got our own lake, just like Lake Tahoe, and I can go, sailing on an alpine lake. It's pretty spectacular and beautiful here, and just all the different things you can do. And now one of the most beautiful things that you can do spiritually. Think about that. One of the most beautiful things that you can do spiritually is, you can go out and you can spend mountain hours, the local currency here, and that currency is issued debt and usury free. So that's something unique. Rob, are you back on?
I think so. How does that sound?
Yes. Now you're clear.
Okay. My daughter turned on the Netflix streaming on the cable modem. So I think that might have been part of the problem, and I apologize for that.
Oh, that's interesting. It's so it grabs some of the bandwidth, so to speak. And,
exactly.
All right. So we're getting into the Liberty Immigration Project as a solution.
Well, I think it's they've come under a lot of different names. The Free State Project in New Hampshire is probably the first. And then there was a lesser known project in Wyoming called Free State Wyoming. And then I'm doing kind of my own thing is that I'm just grabbing people I know. And I decided to move to a small town in the Black Hills of Wyoming, because I believe Wyoming is probably one of the freest states in the country today, with also a great cost of living, a low cost of living, and great gun rights. And I'm basically just inviting a lot of my friends to move to the same small town, and I got several of them that are already in the process of moving.
Uh-huh.
So, I advise that all your listeners that the fact is there's just not a lot of libertarian, freedom-minded people out there. There's just not a lot of us out there. We're a very small minority of the population. And the best way that I believe that we can ride out what I see is the economic storm that's going to be happening upon us in the future is to create our own small enclaves of liberty and freedom, our own small communities. And you can set one up yourself. I think Wyoming's the best place to live. That's why I moved my family here. But I think that we need to focus on other solutions. I don't think we can do anything at the federal level politically anymore. I'm cynical from that perspective. State level, a lot hard. It's, very, very tough. But at the local level, we can make a difference. What I'm finding politically, even in small towns, people are politically apathetic. People are not real involved. And so I think if you move even just a half dozen people to a small community and get active in your local government, you can buffer and protect yourself with freedom, and then you can implement your own things such as mountain hours. And I encourage everybody to think about doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I used to be the head of We Are Change Tampa in Tampa, Florida. We're going to go into a break, but basically I moved away from Tampa, and I came to Colorado for the same reasons you went to Wyoming. So anyway, we'll be right back with Rob McNeely.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Once again, that's former Federal Reserve Chairman. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, indicating that the bankers are the sovereigns, the politicians are not in charge, the government has no oversight over them because they are the sovereigns. The United States was bankrupt in 1933. So what can you do? And it was interesting last night. My significant Robin and I were watching a show on regular TV talking about people setting up survival camps or basically retreats and those sorts of things. And I'm looking at on the map now because I was unsure where the Black Hills were, and that's up in the basically on the border to South Dakota. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
I think I'm losing you again.
Can you hear me?
It's fading in and out. Okay, that I heard.
Okay, that's a little problematic.
Yeah, it's essentially the same thing that was going on before. Anything better there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Unfortunately, I just can't hear you right now. I'm not sure what's going on.
luck?
Yes, that's better.
This is, I hate technical difficulties. That's the worst thing when I was doing radio and doing my podcast on a regular basis, is that just drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, it makes sense to me, you know, that we previously were talking about doing this over the phone, and it makes sense that the cell reception would be potentially bad. It seems like that's a somewhat of a remote area, and it's interesting when I was looking to move. I mean, I literally, Robin and I researched places from Florida that we wanted to move, and Wyoming was on our short list. It was just came down between Colorado and Wyoming, and we looked at places on the border because we really like Colorado. Obviously, that's where we are. And we looked in around Laramie, and there's like some cheap land there that we found that was, I think it was like $50,000 or $60,000 for like 20 acres, which was pretty good because it looked like Colorado. We wanted that look where it's rugged and.
Right.
We want to be close to ski resorts because we're into that and all that kind of thing. You know, when you're searching for that, where I found that you could buy a whole lot of land in that, like a big old chunk of land, it seems like we're in spots of Wyoming and the Dakotas. Did you end up buying like a big old place? Is that like a ranchy kind of thing or?
No, we're in a small place right now because we are waiting. I actually decided to rent for a year before. We just moved here 2 months ago, and we decided to rent for a year until we decide what the economy looks like. We are scouting land. The one thing about northern Wyoming is that you want to look at the land that you want to buy in the summertime and the wintertime because you may not be able to access it in the wintertime. The one thing about living in a small government state like Wyoming is that they don't have all the services you're going to get in Colorado. The road crews might take a day or two or three to get to you. So we wanted to go through a winter cycle or two and kind of see the areas that we like in the wintertime and then to make that decision at that point. And I also don't want to buy property right now because I believe as the economy gets worse over the next year and a half, next 18 to 24 months, I don't want to have all my resources tied up and do a potentially bad investment.
Yeah, potentially the land you'll be able to get much more inexpensively. And it's interesting, you know, I can remember looking at this, you know, looking for a refuge property. And we were, you know, we ultimately ended up doing that. And it was, I think, right around when I had met you, I just bought 40 acres on the border to Wyoming in northern Colorado. And we basically built a shed and put solar panels on it and put in a well. And it's completely off grid. And that was 40 acres surrounded by a whole bunch of land. And but just as you're indicating, I remember looking and that's a big thing. I remember one of the big selling points for me is Wyoming. I'm a pool contractor, and obviously I wasn't going to do that out west here, but you could get into other businesses that would be related to survivability, like you can build wells or build solar wells. I can install pumps that are solar powered, and often in Wyoming, they don't require contractors' licenses to do those things.
Oh, Wyoming, you don't need a permit. A lot of places, like the county that I live in, you don't need a building permit outside of the small town. Don't require. You can go buy a house in a rural part of the county and literally build whatever you want. There's no inspection.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've got a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican. Progressive or conservative? Here's a good one. Gold money or worthless fiat paper? The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via mountainhours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils trucking Wall Street banks.
Should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets.
So when you're looking to go start a new business, that makes your access to entry a whole lot easier.
And you know, I am in the contractor's license. In fact, one of my friends here went to construction. He's working on a project right now in this. And in this, So Wyoming's populations, but country, I would argue that Wyoming is one of the freest in the United States at this point.
It's a totally different paradigm. Where we're used to is, you know, there's some municipalities. Well, I mean, just like for instance, in Breckenridge, like there's a permit required for every little thing that's done. You need to have a permit for they limit the sizes and.
Well, I think a community of the government. This is why I love the concept of Liberty Immigration Project, where you actually get the
our connection is bad. The network is saying they're not hearing us either.
Should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you.
Okay, we are back. We were having Skype issues. I haven't really encountered this before with Skype, but anyway, we're joined again with Rob McNeely, and we were discussing about permits and basically what it's like to live in a free society where basically, you can build. You own your property. You can build on it, and you have freedom. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is it in some of these areas where there's complete freedom of permits and lack of there's no permits, there's no regulations, etc. Sometimes they'll turn into like everything looks very trailer parky. There's lots of trailers. And then what's interesting beyond that is often you'll see some really interesting and unique architecture. Do you have some of that kind of stuff around where you live?
Well, you have that everywhere. You have that in Colorado. You have that in places that have lots of regulations, too. Not maybe new developments. And again, you know, that's rural versus city living. But what you're going to find is, you know, liberty isn't clean. Liberty isn't tidy. If you want everybody's house to look identical, if you want everybody's lawn to look identical, and you want to have rules about everything that you can do on your property, there's plenty of voluntary homeowners associations and developments that you can choose from. Now, many of us, that's anathema to my opinion of owning property. I don't want someone else to tell me what color I can paint my house or not. Now, that doesn't mean that I personally want my house to look trashy. Quite the opposite. I usually spend a lot of time trying to keep up my property and make sure it holds its value as best it can. But there's other people that may not see the same way, and you got to respect that. It doesn't mean, you know, when you're that's what makes you have to, you know, look when you're shopping for your property and where you go to make sure that you're maybe insulated a little bit from that, and maybe that's why some of us want to buy a large acreage slot so I don't have to look at anybody's house.
But
I think ultimately freedom is a culture. Now, I lived in Europe when I was younger, and specifically I lived in the country of Ireland, and what I found is that at the time that I lived there in the late 90s, Ireland had a far more, you know, rigorous set of rules and controls about the, how you could live your life. But most of them were ignored at that time. And so even though I came from the United States, which felt like I had more freedom, or I did have more freedom and a little bit less regulation than living in a socialist country like Ireland, what I found is living in Ireland culturally, I felt freer because no one cared what I did. And I think that's kind of with Liberty Immigration Projects is you find a state or a culture or a community that has that culture of leaving you alone. Ultimately, when we think of status, we're kind of thinking of people that want to mind your business as well as their own. And that's cultural, really. And that's why certain cities and states have this problem where everything you need to do, you have to have a permit. It's because they feel that culturally in that location that it's their right to be in your business. And what I advise people is look for a place that doesn't have that culture. And there are spots out there that you can find that are like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for instance, when I, you know, even my place in Tampa, I had a subdivision, and basically I'm a pool contractor, so my employees would come by in the subdivision to get paid. And, you know, as you're, I believe you're a contractor as well, and it's just, you doing what we do, digging holes, you get dirty, all of your stuff's dirty, all your workers are dirty, it's heavy, big, loud equipment, and all of that stuff was being trafficked through there. So the second house I bought was basically on some land, and it was non-deed restricted, and I ran my business out of there for years, 25 years, in fact, up until I just sold it recently. Having that sort of freedom to do what you want it's makes it nice. You know, ultimately, if you're building things to the code, as long as you're being safe, you know, why do I need permission? And that was always generally my mindset with all those sorts of things.
Well, arguably, even if you built it unsafe, if it's on your own property, it's your own responsibility. Why should you have to pay a permit for that? And tell me if I'm wrong, but how many times have people followed a code and got a permit and it still failed?
Yeah, or, you know, it was still unsafe anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing that with that. My mother's in the hospital right now getting chemo, and she's in a VA hospital. She's former military, and she, you know, we're assuming because the officials say it's safe, like chemo, it's which everybody knows is poison, that means it's okay. And, you know, we're finding out the emperor has no clothes. All of the authorities are fraudulent, and we're all waking up to that. And when we wake up, we get scared, and that's kind of what happens. Sometimes you head for the hills because, you know, we live among a lot of sleeping zombies that are apathetic and don't care at all about any of this stuff.
Well, most people care. They just they care when it's too late, or they care and they want someone else to deal with it. And then they want to pass a rule or a law, and they somehow think that passing a rule or law means that some benevolent force will make their problems go away. And usually they think that benevolent giant is government. And ultimately it's wrong, but I think most of the population in the United States believe that to be the truth. And the public schools educate us to that fact. And so I think that people that kind of questioned the system itself were a very small minority. We're really the freaks among the freaks when you question the system itself.
Yeah, yeah. And have you had success recruiting friends and neighbors and that sort of thing to move there?
Actually, I've had very good success. One of my best friends right now from Colorado is in the process of buying some property up here right now and looking at building a house. And I've integrated very well with my community. I'm a volunteer firefighter now, which I've always wanted to do. But in the big city, you're not allowed to be a volunteer firefighter. Only unionized, very well-paid people are allowed to be firefighters. I'm very active in my community, and I've already made a ton of great friends that also, even though they're from here, they think very similarly to we do to as far as politically. And so I'm making great friends and moving friends out. And I think I'm building and working with integrating with a great community. And I think that's what we need to look at. I think the cities are lost. The big cities are lost in this country. There's nothing we can do to fix them. Not until the wheels come off this wagon are people going to question the authority and question the system. And before, you can't change the system until people start questioning it. And so I think things got to get really, really bad and really, really ugly before I think there's a chance of anything becoming, you know, coming good out of all this.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's something we are going to start working on. Mountain Hours is moving down to Denver with Mile High Hours. And we're hopeful that that's going to expand there like it's expanded fairly quickly here in Summit County. But it's not an easy thing to get people to change their mind about one of the most fundamental things that there is, and that's their money. But there's a lot of people in Denver, and ultimately you don't need all of them. You just need to create a culture of some, and you can kind of, you know, as long as you can sustain life within your local tribe, that group that has skills and access to resources that to sustain life, you can, even though you're in the town or in a big city, you can kind of, you know, set up your system that you become somewhat more sovereign and independent.
Well, I think the adoption of Mountain Hours is just like the same kind of process. People don't, most people at this time don't see a problem with their money. So why, in most people's minds, why fix something that isn't broke? And I think that's the hurdle with, you know, coming up with alternative currencies is people don't think there's anything wrong with the dollar in their wallet now.
Yeah, what's interesting, though, is that people already appreciate the idea of going local and buying local. So I don't even get into the politics unless the individual business owners are interested in that. So there's already that initiative there to go local, buy local, because they don't want their town to turn into another Walmart, Vail Resorts clone town, so to speak. So that initiative is already there, and this is capitalizing on it. That's the primary reason that people join, not because of, you know, the Federal Reserve and those sorts of things. They just join because they like the idea of going local, buying local, and they also recognize that they'll increase the number of transactions because a lot of them are bartering already. So it's an interesting process. It's something that, you know, there's different reasons that people join, but the less we talk about politics, the better generally.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And I think that local is really a good thing. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of conservative-minded people out there that when you say something like local or organic, their knee-jerk response is that it's somehow liberal or progressive or bad for you. And we just need to overcome that. We really need to start waking people up to new ideas. And I think that if we keep at it and we keep being consistent and not sounding like a bunch of lunatics, I think we can do some good. And I think we can make some real changes here.
Yeah, it's really a sovereignty issue. It's an independence issue. And that independence has an appeal for people, you know, generally that you call Occupy people or Tea Party, because they're recognizing that, you know, if the United States doesn't produce anything, the United States is no longer independent. And we need to start producing these things, because that's where, when you're producing things of value that bring higher wages, et cetera, et cetera. So it has a diverse appeal. What other things can you tell us about that area? It seems like you spent some time in the winter there then a little bit. Did you get to visit it at that period of time?
I did. We narrowed down the city. We looked at several different states because my wife and I have been living out west for about 12 years now, and we really like the western part of the United States. And I really like the Free State Project in New Hampshire, but I just didn't want to live on the East Coast. I'm from Detroit and from the Midwest, and we just don't like the culture back there, back east. So then we started looking at a couple states, and we were in Colorado 11 years, and we saw a lot of changes to the negative about Colorado over that time period. So then we started looking at, you know, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Utah, and we lived in Utah before too. So we started sorting out which kind of state would we want to live in, and we narrowed it down that we wanted a low population state. We wanted a state that had good gun, respected gun laws, and respected, I'm sorry, respected gun rights, not gun laws. And then we wanted a state that had low cost of living. Wyoming doesn't have a state income tax. We have the cheapest electricity in the country. Our license plates are half as much as they are in Colorado. The people here are great, and we are sitting. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal.
That's right. We've got a break. We'll be right back with Rob McNeil.
Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universal.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. And Rob, is there a website that you'd like listeners to go to in order to get more information about the initiative?
Well, right now, we haven't gotten it up yet, but what I would look, you could look at WyomingLibertyFest.org, I believe, is an event that I'm going to be speaking at, and that's the Wyoming Liberty Fest, which is coming up here in September. And I encourage everybody who's interested in checking out other places to live where there are a lot of freedom-minded people, just go do a Google search for Wyoming Liberty Fest. And I'm getting involved with that organization. And we got some interesting things here I'm planning for 2013. And again, I want good people to move up to Wyoming. I want people that are liberty-minded to move up here and be good neighbors. I really think that the best thing we can do is just build communities organically of like-minded, freedom-loving individuals, and that's how we're going to fix this country, because I think ultimately we need to work together in groups. I mean, we need to work together as community. I think the federal level, there's not, I don't think, personally, I'm not optimistic that we can do anything at the federal level. At the state level, that's not even that easy to do either. But I think locally, that's where we can make the difference. And that's like you're doing with Mountain Hours. I want to do is I want to grow organic groups of like-minded individuals. And so it's kind of the same concept. And I think one goes hand in hand with the other.
Yeah, it's, you know, ultimately, if the way I kind of had a vision toward for doing this is you develop these organic systems and they're created as laboratories. And once people see the abundance that can be created when you have an abundant monetary system, it can change the paradigm. And an example of that is called the miracle of Wirgel, Austria during the Great Depression. They created abundance in a year and a half just by having an abundant monetary system. So anyway, these laboratories can be set up, and people should gravitate toward them because there's people that care. They've got their minds going in the right direction, and they're actually implementing changes as opposed to be having those changes imposed upon them by the state.
Well, that's how the United States became, at one point, the most prosperous nation in the world. Not only did we have the spirit of entrepreneurship, but people just wanted to come here. People want freedom. I think people naturally want freedom. And I think the problem with the American people is for, 40, 50, 60 years now, we've educated people into accepting lesser and lesser amounts of freedom. And what you're also seeing right now with the economy is people are adapting to lower and lower standard of living. And unfortunately, I think that this is going to come to an end. If you look historically, and you of all people know, Wayne, is that this kind of economy only ends up in one place, and that's a fiat currency. And what you usually end up when that kind of deck of House of Cards kind of collapses is you end up with a dictatorship or an authoritarian government too. And I think that's what a lot of people like you and me, I think that's what we're getting concerned about and trying to prepare and insulate ourselves the best we can for that eventuality.
Yeah. Let me, can you stay over in a bit into the next hour to make up some of that time we lost with the tech issues?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. We'll figure we'll take it into, we have our second break at 20 after, and that will, make up for the lost time there. And
look at my furrows of work.
Are you basically going to do the same sort of work that you did previous in that area, or are you looking to do something that is related to survivability or something along those lines?
I'm in the process of starting another business right now, so I can't divulge what that is. But I will say that I'll just keep it quiet right now. But we're working on a new project right now.
Okay. Well, sounds good. We'll be right back. We're going to go into break, and we'll be back in the next hour with Robin Keela.
Put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love. Instead, see all of us as...
Are you against gay marriage, against abortion, against unjust and unnecessary wars, and the